Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
Here's a problem in North Carolina that you don't hear nearly enough about: wage theft. The North Carolina Justice Center reports that $33 million in wages was stolen from North Carolina workers in the last 5 years by employers. A national study found that 68% of workers in three large U.S. cities experienced at least one pay-related workplace violation in the previous week. Almost half of the workers who complained about not being paid for their work experienced illegal retaliation as a result. Surveys have found only a 52% rate of compliance with federal wage and hour laws by the hotel-motel industry in the Southeast, and a 26% rate of compliance of wage and hour laws in the daycare industry in Georgia. Then consider that 83% of North Carolina's job growth in the last 10 years has occurred in industries paying average wages below the living income standard that's required to make ends meet. Those are the same industries where wage theft is most prevalent. People deserve to get the money they earn on the job, and policymakers in Raleigh and Washington need to do more to make sure they do. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.